Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Beverly Inman Ebel is back. Settle down. I'm excited too. Beverly's back. She's the founder and the CEO of TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's one of the top speech language pathologists and communication experts in the galaxy. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, which we helped her launch on this show when she was just a baby. And she's here to talk to us about what we can do, how we can communicate in a mid and post-pandemic world. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's always great to have you on the show, Beverly. So I've been trying to sort of petition this wormhole we're going through right now, and I've used three different examples. Pre-pandemic, that's the world we knew. It was nice. Nice memories back in those days. And then what I'm calling now mid-pandemic, which is we're literally in the wormhole, about to go through the other side of the wormhole, into what I'm calling post-pandemic. And the truth is, in a span of maybe 6 months, 9 months max, we're going to have three completely different emotions and ways of talking to each other. And I don't think that we've ever seen anything like this before. What do you think?
I don't believe we have. Of course, you and I are still young, so babies. We weren't there when other worldwide tragedies were here,
right.
You know, like
1941.
Yes. But this is the big one for now. And, of course, it came at a time when we were rocking and rolling. You know, we had communication at our fingertips. And all of a sudden, you know, a lot of people still are not working. A lot of people are
35 million out of work, unemployed. 35 million.
Yeah. And then you have
in less than 60 days from nobody, almost no one unemployed to 35 million unemployed, 10% of the workforce or more, actually probably 20% of the workforce, in a matter of 6 weeks. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. And then you have corporate America, which their people are working from home. And adjusting to it, liking it. So I don't know how many of those people are going to want to get back in a car and fight traffic and find a parking place. I mean, think about how this could affect even big business because, you know, they're paying millions, billions of dollars in rent. And, you know, is that going to change? How is that going to change the landscape of everything that we see? But it's so important right now to stay in touch with people, to stay in touch with your customers, to stay in touch with your vendors, with certainly your employees, because people are more isolated now than they have been in a very long time.
Yeah.
And because we had so much access to communication before this started, it seems like there's even more of a lack now.
Well, and the thing is, it's not for lack of capability. The platforms are still there, but in some ways, we feel a little weird reaching out to some people, especially if we don't have anything new to say. But you're exactly right, especially this start with the employees for one thing. You know, when if people are not working with us, but they're still on payroll because of the PPP program, or if you're just keeping them connected to you financially, you still need to be talking to them and encourage them to maybe providing them with training. Maybe, I mean, the people I know who are like this, the smart ones, they're still having team meetings on Zoom and things like that. Even though they might just be checking on each other, they're staying connected so that when their region opens up, their city, their county opens back up 100%, all they got to do is say, okay, the door's unlocked, come back to work.
Yes, it's very important to keep the tribes together, and we have many, many tribes in the business world. We have those that we work together. We have, you know, our customers are part of our tribes. Our vendors are part of our tribes. We need to stay in touch with them. But we also need to stand out. I don't know about other business owners right now, but I'm getting 400 to 500 emails a day from businesses that I do business with. And sometimes it's the same, what came yesterday is the same ad that came today. That's not the way to reach out to people, but rather you want to stand out. You want to make it a little more personal. So I've gone into my database, and I have, even if it's someone that I have not laid hands on or seen for a year, we have a relationship. So send them a text.
What are you saying to them? This is a really important point. There are people right now who haven't talked to their customers, maybe not in a year, but regular customers, they haven't talked to in 2 months or so. How do you break that ice again? How do you come back and say, hey, I'm here again, I'm back? How do you start that conversation? You sure don't need to wait till you're ready to sell them something to get back with them, do you?
That's right. You want to reconnect before you throwing something at them to buy. You want them to know, I care about you. Yeah. You know, if you think about television, the companies, and these are big companies, although some of them are smaller and they're on your local channels, but the ones that are most meaningful are not the ones saying, hey, we've got this sale and, you know, this is going on, but rather showing care and concern. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to
you
do.
Can't ghost, you can't be a ghost now. I will tell you this, if you're a ghost to your customers now, then they'll ghost you 6 months from now, won't they?
Exactly. So I'm seeing my customers through the platforms, you know, Zoom. I'm using email. I'm using text. But I'm doing something really old-fashioned, and it's really working. I'm sending out just some notes.
You're using the postal?
I'm using, you know,
the
all this
horror,
give money and save the post
horror.
Office. Well,
You're such an old fogey. I can't believe this.
It works right now.
It works like a charm, doesn't it?
Thing.
Nope.
It
people
does.
Still love getting things in the mail, don't they? Can you believe it?
Yes.
Stand by, folks. I got to take a quick break, Beverly. I need your website quickly, please.
TalkListen.com.
There it is. She did it. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Beverly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.